Hello, and welcome to another podcast. And there's a few changes because the last one I did was about almost 2 years ago. It was in December 2020. My now 1.5-year-old was 5 weeks old, and you can hear her cooing. And my episode before that was in 2019, so lots of space in between. And lots of change and lots of beauty that I can't wait to share. So my name is Naomi Grace, and I am changing the name of this podcast to Wild Heart Homestead. And yes, we have a small homestead that we are constantly growing with, but also homestead in a sense of home in the heart, home on this earth, home in Creator, and always keeping that wild heart alive. And yes, my darling daughter, my youngest, wants me to read to her. So I really am going to make these podcasts accessible with my real life, because I don't get a lot of space alone. Our work, our life, our school, everything is at home. Another reason why I want to call it homestead. To be steadfast in our home, in our faith, and to keep our wild hearts alive while we tend creation within us and around us. And so this is a check-in and a new beginning, and it will be brief. And starting from here on out, I'll be sharing on a lot more topics that are really alive in my heart and my soul. Some things that I've changed in my last recordings. I was going by Kala, which was an experience I went through for about a year of wanting to choose my own name when I turned 30. My given name, my birth name that my parents chose for me is Naomi, which means child of God, and my middle name is Grace. And so I've returned back to that again, but in the other episodes you'll hear me introduce myself as Kala Grace, and that was part of my journey. Kala is for the Kala lily, and that symbolizes life and death and renewal, and that was a very potent time for me to choose that, and it feels really whole to come back to my given name and to really value that, and just also acknowledge myself on my journey of choosing that other name. Yeah, that one ripped. And so just a little backstory, and I've come back fully to Creator and to Christ, and I was raised in that way in some form, or was introduced or taught in a certain way, but for myself on my own journey, I've come back fully, guns a-blazing, to Christ, to Creator, to natural law, to sovereignty, to the truth, the way and the life, and I'm really excited to share that here. And also share about the differences on my journey and how I've come back. Also sharing some of the things I dabbled in that brought in not good things to our life. And just going to be sharing a lot of truths and a lot of things that that are alive for me right now. Also be sharing about plants and plant knowledge and medicine and motherhood and homeschooling and life schooling, life learning, I like to call it, and just all sorts of things like that, and just whatever's alive for me. I love to create, I love to be inspired. And I listened to the last episode that's only 3 minutes, and it was really affirming to see how much I've grown and our family has grown and things have changed. And a lot of the seeds planted have come to fruition or are growing, and that is really beautiful to see and feel. And I'm coming back to my voice. I'm healing my voice again. I'm healing and opening that, my throat. Once again, it's like another layer of opening. I used to do guided meditations and songs and share that, and I've come away from that again and gone through a big journey again, as we always are, growing and learning. And I see so clearly now in my path, looking back, how Creator guided me through all of that and how I was protected from certain things or went through certain things to come back to now, to this truth. And certain dreams or seeds or things that I wanted to do never came to fruition then because I wasn't rooted in the truth at the time. And now that I've come back to the truth and I'm open to allowing the truth to live through my life, these seeds and dreams are coming back, and now I see why they couldn't have happened then and why they will happen now, because they were almost veiled in illusion, and our world is very much veiled in illusion. It's almost like we're under a lot of spells. There's a lot of unlearning that needs to happen. Basically, we've been lied to on a mass scale in many, many ways. Many people are still very much under these illusions and these spells. And many are awakening to them or feeling that something is unsettled and untrue. And that's a beautiful place to be in some ways, because it's a beginning and it's an opening, and there's so much for us to let go of, to step into fully who we were born to be, who we were created to be before we were even born. I also have a passion for birth, for pregnancy and postpartum, in a completely sovereign and held and whole way. I have a lot of beliefs there, mostly through my own experiences, through my very different births, and through witnessing other women in their journeys and their births. And it's beautiful, and I'm excited to share those things as well. And that is part of the work that I do, is holding space. Yes, please, swimming in the water.
Water,
yeah. They love swimming. You love swimming too, don't you? So this is where I'll leave it for now. Thanks for joining. And I would love to just close with a small prayer. Beautiful Creator of all life, of the way, the truth, and the life, thank you for guiding us each day. Thank you for uniting our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our spirits, and our souls with the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for breaking any binds, spells, illusions that are keeping us from truly stepping into the lives that you have intended for us. Thank you for guiding us each step of the way, for covering us with the full armor of God, filling us with the Holy Spirit, allowing your incredible elements of earth, air, fire, and water, and spirit to transform us. Thank you for this gift of being alive now at this time, and for the gift of being able to tend your incredible earth, the incredible creation that we've been blessed to be caretakers of and live alongside with. In all this I pray, may it be so. Aho, amen.